This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 continues, there has been a lot of discussion about crowdsourcing, and a digital version of the old-fashioned search party can be a powerful tool. While investigators investigate Navy ships maneuver, lots of people have been scouring satellite images at their desks. That's with help from a research project and website called TomNod and a satellite imaging company called Digital Globe. Joining us to talk about this is Gideon Litchfield, news editor at Quartz. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
How much ocean space are we talking about that people are looking at photos from?
Well, not very much. I mean, TomNod is boasting that it has 24,000 square kilometers of imagery, but the search area for the flight is now something like 7.7 million square kilometers. So it's really only a tiny fraction.
Well, and I guess something that's interesting here as well is that while a lot of people are looking for debris, their usefulness in some ways may actually be just identifying areas where there is no debris.
Which is useful. I mean, let's not discount that. I think the issue is you have a vast area of sea, and algorithms just are not good enough to reliably identify places where there is or is not debris, because it's very hard to tell what you're actually looking for and program an algorithm to do that.
It's nice to know that humans are still useful for a few things, I suppose.
For a few things, right. So it's been helpful after the Haiti earthquake in 2010. It's been used to search for downed aircraft before. I think what happens is it just takes a long time to collect satellite images for that area.
So there's like a little bit of a race here going on for gathering the imagery that people might comb through?
Yes. I mean, there are a couple of startups. One is called Planet Labs. The other is called Skybox. And their goal is to put up a network of really small satellites that can cover the Earth very quickly. And at the moment, they can't do it very fast, and they don't have high enough resolution, really, to help with something like a plane crash. But, you know, that's what we could be seeing in a few years, is like this very wide web of small satellites that actually provide very quick coverage.
You know, there's a cost benefit here, right? How much do you think it contributes to actually solving the problem, and how much do you think it contributes to sensationalization of the story and false hope?
To be frank, I think the story is already so sensationalized and is so hyper-covered by the media that I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. I think the benefits potentially are there. TomNod says that something like 3 million people have used their platform. That's actually a huge amount of processing power.
Yeah.
So I think in cases like disaster relief scenarios, maybe not so much plane crashes, where you actually need some information over a very large swathe of territory and people can look at it, that can be useful.
Gideon Litchfield is a news editor at Quartz. Gideon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.